Welcome. This is Cheryl at the Talking Information Center. Thanks so much for joining me. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2026, and I'm starting off by reading recipes from the Southern Living magazine. It is the April 2026 issue, and the first recipe is entitled Lemon Pepper Lamb Chops with Herb Butter. Prep time is 35 minutes. Serves four, and the ingredients needed are 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter, softened, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh thyme, 1.5 teaspoons chopped fresh rosemary, teaspoon chopped fresh oregano, teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons plus a tablespoon of grated lemon zest, plus a tablespoon of fresh juice from 3 lemons, 2 teaspoons of black pepper, 1.5 teaspoons grated fresh garlic, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, tablespoon of canola oil, teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 12 lamb rib chops, and mini baked potatoes with fancy ranch and fresh peas with feta and mint. First, stir together your butter, thyme, rosemary, oregano, Worcestershire sauce, 2 teaspoons of lemon zest, 1/2 a teaspoon of pepper, teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, all in a small bowl until everything is well combined. Spoon the butter mixture onto a sheet of plastic wrap. Shape into a 1.5-inch diameter block. Chill until the butter is firm enough so you're able to slice it. And you're going to have it refrigerated for at least 30 minutes. Second, whisk together your canola oil, Dijon mustard, lemon juice, tablespoon of lemon zest, 1.5 teaspoons of pepper, 1/2 a teaspoon garlic, teaspoon of salt in a small bowl. Be sure to pat your lamb chops dry with a paper towel and rub the mixture onto the meat. Third, heat a large cast iron skillet over medium-high heat. Add 6 lamb chops to the skillet. Cook until they're browned on both sides. Cooking time should be about 1.5 to 2 minutes per side. Continue to cook, turning as needed, until the fat is rendered and the edges are browned. That'll be another 1 or 2 more, until a meat thermometer inserted into the thickest portion registers 130 degrees, for medium rare, that is. Transfer the chops to a plate, top with a pat of your herb butter, and loosely tent with aluminum foil to keep the chops warm. Be sure to let them rest for 5 minutes, and you would repeat the process with the other remaining 6 lamb chops. Top with more herb butter, if so desired, and serve with mini baked potatoes and fancy ranch and fresh peas with feta and mint, and you have an elegant dinner. Another dinner time recipe is for chicken and dumplings with spring herbs. Prep time is 30 minutes. Makes 4 servings, and you'll need the following ingredients. 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 cups of thinly sliced leeks, 1 cup of chopped celery, 6 cups of chicken broth, 3 cups of shredded rotisserie chicken, 1 cup of self-rising soft wheat flour, 1/2 a cup of yellow cornmeal, 1/4 cup of finely chopped fresh herbs, such as dill, basil, tarragon, 1/2 a teaspoon black pepper, 2/3 of a cup of whole buttermilk, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter melted, 2 cups of chopped fresh sugar, snap peas, and 2 cups of packed fresh baby spinach. First, heat your oil in a large Dutch oven over medium heat. Add your leeks and celery. Cook, stirring occasionally until they start to soften. It should take 4 to 5 minutes. Add your broth and the chicken. Bring to a simmer over medium high. Second, stir together your flour, cornmeal, the herbs, and pepper in a medium bowl. Add your buttermilk and butter, stirring until a soft dough forms. Third, Stir your sugar snap peas into the broth mixture in a Dutch oven. Gradually drop by heaping tablespoons of dough into the broth. Cover, simmer gently over low until your dumplings are cooked through. That should take about 5 to 8 minutes. Divide the dumplings among four bowls. Set them aside. Add your spinach to the Dutch oven. Cook, stirring occasionally until it just starts to wilt. Should take only 30 seconds. Remove from the heat. Ladle the soup over the dumplings and garnish with more fresh herbs and pepper. Next recipe is for easy shrimp and grits. Prep time 35 minutes, makes 4 servings. You will need, as your ingredients for this recipe, 4 thick-cut bacon slices, chopped, 1 pint of cherry tomatoes that have been halved, 1 cup of finely chopped yellow onion, 1/2 cup of finely chopped green bell pepper, 1 tablespoon of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of Creole seasoning, 1 teaspoon of finely chopped garlic, 1/2 teaspoon chopped fresh thyme, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 cup of chicken broth, 1.5 pounds of jumbo peeled and deveined raw shrimp, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of hot sauce. First, cook your bacon in a large skillet over medium heat, stirring occasionally until the bacon is crispy. It should take 6 to 8 minutes. Add your tomatoes, the yellow onion, the bell pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally until your vegetables are softened. That should take about 5 minutes. Add your flour, the Creole seasoning, garlic, thyme, salt. Cook, stirring constantly until the flour evenly coats the vegetables. That's only going to take 1 quick minute. Gradually add your broth, stirring constantly, and bring your mixture to a simmer over medium-high heat. Second, add your shrimp to the skillet. Reduce your heat to medium. Cook, stirring occasionally until the shrimp is cooked through. Again, you never want to overcook shrimp. It'll start turning pink, and when it does, it should be in the range of 3 to 5 minutes cooking time. Remove the skillet from the heat. Stir in your parsley, lemon juice, and hot sauce, and garnish with more parsley, and serve over cheddar chive grits. And the following is the recipe for your cheddar chive grits. Prep time is only 10 minutes, and it makes your 4 servings. Bring 4 cups of chicken broth to a boil in a medium saucepan over medium-high heat. Gradually whisk in 1 cup of quick-cooking white grits. Reduce your heat to medium, cover, cook, whisking often until the grits are thickened and tender. That should take 5 to 7 minutes. Remove the pan from the heat and whisk in 2 cups of shredded extra-sharp white cheddar cheese, together with 1/2 cup of finely chopped fresh chives, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, and 1/2 teaspoon of hot sauce until it's a smooth consistency. And you can garnish with more chives and serve with more butter. There's your complete meal. Have you ever heard of the legendary Lane Cake? Well, from its very beginnings, it took place, and it took top prize at a country fair more than 125 years ago. And it became immortalized in Harper Lee's 1960 novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. This cake is no stranger to fame. The dessert was created by Emma Rylander Lane, and it is as beloved today as it was when it was first featured in the March 1966 issue. It was layered with a bourbon-spiked filling that was enriched with egg yolks, and then it was enrobed in a fluffy meringue frosting. So here is the recipe for this Lane cake. Active time for preparation is 30 minutes, and it makes 12 servings. Ingredients needed are 1 cup of unsalted butter that has been softened, 3 1/4 cups of cake flour, 2 cups of granulated sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, a pinch of kosher salt, a cup of whole milk, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 8 large egg whites. You'll also have a bourbon filling and a meringue frosting. First, preheat your oven to 375 degrees. Grease and flour 3 9-inch round cake pans. Set them aside. Second, beat your butter in a large bowl with an electric mixer on medium-high speed until it becomes a creamy consistency. Then gradually add sugar, beating on high speed until light and fluffy peaks are formed. This should take about 3 to 4 minutes. Third, combine your flour, baking powder, and salt in a medium bowl. Stir it well. Add flour mixture to your butter mixture alternately with the milk in 3 additions, beginning and ending with the flour mixture and beating on low speed until the entire mix is well combined after each addition. Add your vanilla. Fourth, in a separate large bowl, using clean beaters, beat your egg whites with an electric mixer on high speed until stiff peaks form. That should take about 2 minutes. Fold your egg whites into the batter just so everything is combined. Divide your batter evenly among the prepared pans. Fifth, bake until a wooden toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean. Should take about 18 to 20 minutes of baking time. Cool in the pans for 10 minutes. Then remove the cake from the pans. Cool completely on a wire rack for at least a good hour. Lastly, spread a cup of bourbon filling between each of the layers and spread the top and the sides of the cake with meringue frosting. Here's the recipe for the bourbon filling. You will need 8 large egg yolks, a cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter, melted, cup of golden raisins, finely chopped, 1/4 cup of either bourbon or brandy, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Whisk together your egg yolks, sugar, melted butter in a 2-quart saucepan. Cook over medium, whisking constantly, until the sugar is just dissolved and a thermometer reaches 160 degrees. Cooking time should be about 3 minutes. Remove from the heat, add your raisins, bourbon, and vanilla. Return to the heat, cook over medium, high, whisking constantly until the mixture thickens so it's a pudding-like consistency. Then transfer to a medium bowl, cover the surface directly with plastic wrap, and chill until it's cold. And you should chill for at least 3 hours. To make your meringue frosting, you would need 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1/4 cup of light corn syrup, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 3 large egg whites, and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. First, combine your sugar with corn syrup, 2 tablespoons of water, and salt in a medium-sized heavy saucepan. Cook over medium heat, stirring constantly, until the mixture becomes clear, and continue to cook, stirring often until a candy thermometer reaches 236 degrees. Second, while the sugar mixture cooks, you would beat your egg whites in a large bowl with an electric mixer on high speed until soft peaks form. That should take about 2 minutes. And with the mixer running, gradually add the hot syrups mixture. Add your vanilla. Beat on high speed until stiff peaks form and your frosting is thick enough to spread. Sounds like one delicious and very fancy cake. I'm reading now from the spring issue of Taste of Home magazine. And the first recipe is for lemon blueberry bread. Julianne Johnson, who lives in Grove City, Minnesota, submitted this recipe. She writes, "Of all the quick breads we had while growing up, this beautifully glazed berry-studded loaf is by far the best. The lemon glaze adds a lustrous finish and it locks in the moisture. Prep time is 15 minutes. It makes one loaf, and you will need the following ingredients. 1/3 cup of butter, melted. 1 cup of sugar. 3 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 large eggs at room temperature. 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 cup of 2% milk. 1 cup of fresh or frozen blueberries. 1/2 cup of chopped nuts. 2 tablespoons of grated lemon zest. And for your glaze, you will need 2 tablespoons of lemon juice and 1/4 cup of sugar. First, in a large bowl, beat your butter, sugar, lemon juice, and eggs. Combine your flour, baking powder, and salt. Stir it into the egg mixture, alternating with your milk. And you want to beat well after each addition. Then fold in your blueberries, nuts, and lemon zest. Second, transfer your batter to a greased 8x4-inch loaf pan. Bake at 350 for 60 to 70 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean. Cool for 10 minutes before removing from the pan to a wire rack. Third, to make your glaze, you would drizzle over the warm bread and cool completely before serving. One piece provides 181 calories, 7 grams of fat, 38 milligrams of cholesterol, and 149 milligrams of sodium. I think we've all become familiar with the term charcuterie boards when it comes to cheeses, meats, crackers, different breads. Well, here's one about waffles and all of the ingredients to make a delicious brunch. Classic items would start with the usual fare, such as waffles, bacon, ham, and instead offer made-to-order eggs. Rely on make-ahead hard-boiled eggs for a protein punch. Bakery pastries. Go with a smaller version of popular sweets, such as mini cinnamon rolls, and leave plenty of room for other foods as well. For spreads and syrups, tuck in maple syrup, fruity jams, good quality butter, whipped cream, and cinnamon sugar. Fruits and veggies. You want to incorporate color with grapes, oranges, strawberries, avocados, red and yellow tomatoes. And lastly, creamy yogurt. Yogurt adds a different texture to the board and it pairs well with fresh fruit. You can always spearhead your health with a superstar seasonal vegetable, rich in feel-good nutrients, and it happens to be good old asparagus. Powerhouse of nutrients. Asparagus is packed with essential vitamins, minerals, such as vitamins A, C, E, and K. It also contains fiber, folate, and iron, and these nutrients all support our overall health, including bone strength, immune function, and digestive wellness. Digestive support. This versatile vegetable is rich in both soluble and insoluble fiber. And in addition, asparagus acts as a prebiotic, feeding beneficial gut bacteria into our digestive system and contributing to our overall gut health. It's also heart healthy. Asparagus contains antioxidants such as flavonoids and polyphenols that help to combat oxidative stress, also reduces inflammation, promotes healthy blood pressure, and protects against cardiovascular disease. If you want to roast asparagus instead of steaming it, you would preheat your oven to 400 degrees. You could arrange 4 pounds of trimmed fresh asparagus in a single layer in a 2-foil-lined 15x10x1 baking pan. Drizzle with 1/4 cup of olive oil. Sprinkle with 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. Bake, uncovered, until they're crispy tender for about 12 to 15 minutes, turning once. And sprinkle with 1/4 cup of toasted sesame seeds. This makes 12 servings. Cheryl Erickson of Rock Hill, South Carolina, submitted her recipe for spicy pork loin Alfredo. She writes, "This recipe is so quick and easy, but still has a lot of great flavor. From time to time, I'll add sautéed sliced mushrooms to the sauce just before serving." Her recipe takes 15 minutes to prepare. It makes 4 servings, and you'll need these ingredients: tablespoon of chicken bouillon granules, 1.5 teaspoons garlic powder, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, teaspoon of pepper, 0.5 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 0.5 teaspoon of paprika, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1.5 pounds of boneless pork loin roast that's been cubed, 2 cups of heavy whipping cream, 3/4 of a cup of grated Parmesan cheese, and 8 ounces of fettuccine. First, in a small bowl, combine the first 7 ingredients, set aside, then in a large skillet, heat your butter over medium heat, add your pork, cook, stirring occasionally until it just starts to brown. It should take about 10 to 12 minutes. Stir in your spice mixture, cook for another minute, add your cream and cheese, reduce your heat, simmer until the sauce thickens slightly and the pork becomes tender. That should take another 10 minutes. Second, cook your fettuccine according to the package directions for al dente and serve the pork over the fettuccine. One serving provides 942 calories, 63 grams of fat, 249 milligrams of cholesterol, and 1,638 milligrams of sodium. If you want to make a dinner using your slow cooker, this is for slow-cooked Southwest chicken. Brandy Castillo of Santa Maria, California writes, "This dish needs just 15 minutes of prep. You'll be out of the kitchen in no time. It's a delicious low-fat chicken, and it gets even better with a garnish of reduced-fat sour cream and fresh cilantro. Prep time is 15 minutes, makes 6 servings. Ingredients needed are 2 cans, that's 15 ounces each, of black beans that have been rinsed and drained, 1 can, 14.5-ounce can, of reduced-sodium chicken broth, 1 can, 14.5 ounces of diced tomatoes, with mild green chilies, undrained, 0.5 pound of boneless, skinless chicken breast, a jar, that's 8 ounces of chunky salsa, 1 cup of frozen corn, tablespoon of dried parsley flakes, teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 3 cups of hot cooked rice, and optional is lime wedges and fresh cilantro leaves. First, in a 2 to 3 quart slow cooker, combine your beans, broth, tomatoes, chicken, salsa, corn, and seasonings. Cover, cook on low for 3 to 4 hours until a thermometer inserted in the chicken reads 165 degrees. Second, shred your chicken with 2 forks, return to the slow cooker, heat through, serve over rice. If desired, serve with lime wedges and fresh cilantro. 1 cup provides 320 calories, just 1 gram of fat, 21 milligrams of cholesterol, and 873 milligrams of sodium. Anne-Marie Eberhardt, who lives in Gig Harbor, Washington State, submitted her recipe for cocoa spice salmon, and she writes, "You simply can't beat salmon from the Pacific Northwest waters. Family and friends go salmon fishing all the time, and they share their bounty. I came up with this blend for salmon inspired by the flavors of a Mexican mole. It's the perfect accent to this popular fish. Prep time 15 minutes, makes 4 servings. Ingredients needed are 0.5 cup of orange juice, 4 salmon fillets, 4 ounces each, tablespoon of packed brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of sugar, teaspoon of baking cocoa, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon salt, 1/8 of a teaspoon of pepper, 1 medium navel orange that's been thinly sliced, 4 tablespoons of melted butter. First, preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Pour orange juice into a shallow dish. Add your salmon, skin side up, and let it stand at room temperature for 15 minutes. Second, in a small bowl, stir together the sugars, cocoa, cayenne pepper, cinnamon, salt, pepper. Place your salmon, skin side down, on parchment-lined baking sheet. Rub with the spice mixture. Top each salmon fillet with an orange slice and brush with melted butter. Bake until the fish flakes easily with a fork. Baking time should be 20 to 25 minutes. One fillet provides 321 calories, 22 grams of fat, 87 milligrams of cholesterol, 223 milligrams of sodium. And if you throw in some baked potatoes while the salmon is cooking, serve with a salad, and you have one terrific healthy meal. Enjoy. This article is from written by the editor of Taste of Home magazine, and she talks about top tools. A loaf pan. Ensure your quick bread bakes evenly with a high-fired stoneware pan. It's not only pretty, it's easy to clean, and it resists chips. You can buy La Crosette Heritage brand, the stoneware loaf brand, and it retails at Williams-Sonoma for $56. Kitchen scale. Precisely measuring flour for baked goods is the key to success, and the best way to do that is by weighing it. So 1.5 cups of flour equals 180 grams. You can purchase OXO food scale with a pull-out display for $65 at crateandbarrel.com. Well, that ends our segment for this day. Thanks so much for joining me, and I wish you a wonderful week ahead.